Welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Michael Poirier, and I'm here with Francesca Civilotti. Together, we are tutors and teachers at LSAT Demon. We have an email today from A. Francesca, do you want to read this one for us?
Yeah, for sure. So A says, "Hi, Ben and Nathan. My name is A, and I'm a third-year poli-sci student in Canada. My GPA is a 4.0 on a 4.3 scale, and I'm registered to take the June LSAT to apply for the 2023 cycle." So that's this coming fall. Mm-hmm. "My diagnostic in the beginning of January was a 140. And since then, I've been using the Demon and Seven Sage to improve. My goal school, University of British Columbia, has a median of 166 for successful applicants. I'm in a tough situation as a 26-point increase in 4 to 5 months seems pretty unlikely. In terms of the non-academic portion, I'm the co-founder and co-president of my university's pre-law society, and I have an IB diploma from high school. Since the law school application process is holistic, do you guys think I could get away with a score like a 157 or a 160 since my GPA and non-academic portion are somewhat decent? Thanks in advance, A."
So my first thoughts of this are, first of all, congratulations, A, on a 4.0. This is the exact kind of applicant we want to see who should start studying for the LSAT. We get a lot of students sometimes who will start studying for the LSAT. Meanwhile, they have like a 2.5 or a 3.0 GPA. And it's like, keep the main goal for now. Do as well as you possibly can in your undergrad right now. Sounds like A also has some good extracurriculars with being the co-founder of his or her pre-law society. So that's all golden. You're perfect to start studying the LSAT.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I would say leave the IB diploma from high school in high school. Law schools don't necessarily want to hear about what you've done in high school. But as for the rest, it does sound great. And yeah, this is something that we've been banging on about on the both podcasts lately, but focus on your GPA, guys. It matters.
Absolutely. Your GPA, once university is over, is set in stone. You can always change your LSAT later. And completely agree with you, Francesca. Having an IB diploma, whoever you were before college or university, dead now. Forget that. That doesn't exist. Unless you are like a Nobel Prize winning. Yeah. Unless you're like Greta Thunberg and were like nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, or you won, like you published a Pulitzer Prize winning novel. Don't worry about it. It's over.
Yeah. If Greta's trying to apply to law school, Greta, you can talk about what you've done so far. That's fine. But yeah, speaking of the LSAT, what do you think about A's LSAT related situation?
So A says that he or she started with a 140. Nothing wrong with that. Doesn't matter where you start. It matters how much you're willing to put in and where you end up. Mm-hmm. And A says that they think that a 26-point increase in 4 to 5 months seems unlikely. To be honest, I don't know the answer to this question because it completely varies. We see plenty of students make a 26-point increase in that amount of time. I think, Francesca, you made a 20-plus-point increase in several months, I think, right?
Yeah, it was, I want to say, just about 20 points about 4 months. It's definitely possible. We see students accomplish it, for sure. We can't promise that that's going to happen. But I mean, like Michael said at the start, it's really about how much work you're willing to put in.
Exactly. So for Francesca, she was able to accomplish a 20-point increase in several months. For me, it was a bit slower. It took me over a year to get a 16-point increase. So we don't know whether this is likely or unlikely. What we will say, though, is not to put a specific date on it. I know you're saying that you want to write the June LSAT. Don't worry about that. Worry on getting the best possible score you can get. I know that the Demon mantra of not paying for law school might not be 100% applicable in Canada, but UBC is actually one of the few schools where it is. UBC does offer a small handful, but a handful of full scholarships or partial scholarships that will help you later on in your career, not having to repay that debt.
Yeah, for sure. And in the similar vein of not worrying about having an end date in mind for the LSAT, it's also not necessarily helpful to have a goal score in mind. So A, you talk about a 157 or a 160, you talk about getting away with it. I don't think you need to necessarily get away with anything. I mean, if you can get to a 160, the difference in conceptual understanding from a 160 to a 166 is not going to be that big. If you can get there, I'd say, why not try to push it further?
Absolutely. If you get yourself into the 170s, you are a prime candidate for a full scholarship at UBC, or at least for some significant scholarship money. Why not push it there? That's only a couple months extra, and the return on investment there is absolutely massive. Don't just try to get away with getting into school. Be the best at the school you're going to go into. I think that's all we have for today. Email, thanks, A, for writing in. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. And thanks for listening.